watching The War Room with Jason Furmus. Watch it live right now at fan.video.
And we are back with The War Room. I am your host today, Jason Furmus and Harrison Smith. Let's keep going down the line because we're going to start getting into artificial intelligence. And by the way, Palantir, yes, part of AI. It's now beyond track, trace, database. It's moving into transhumanism, but in that window of both, and don't get me wrong, they will utilize this with transhumanism. It is utilizing artificial intelligence for what they call predictive crime, pre-crime, you know, the stuff you see in Minority Report. And a lot of that has already kind of been established behind the scenes, okay? But they've been testing the waters in westernized countries with these free speech laws and these social media arrests, okay? And don't think that's not going to bleed into the United States. You're already seeing it. And that's why, as we go down the line here, we have to mention Michael Kratios, the director of White House Office of Science and Technology Policy, because so much of this AI-driven narrative management and where we're going isn't just Larry Ellison and Oracle. It is policy that is being set, okay? Needs to be stated. Going down the line here, you got the chief of staff and the secretary general. International, again, we were talking about the UN. We are talking about the World Health Organization. We're talking about the World Economic Forum. All these folks end up with a seat at the table, right? IEE, School of Politics, Economics, and Global Affairs. CNN at the table this year, talking about narrative management. A lot of media at the table inside. Or the people that own the media, sometimes directly the media, right? Chief of the Secret Intelligence Service, as we mentioned, we had the video of them leaving of Great Britain. John Micklewaite, editor-in-chief of Bloomberg. There's The Economist. CEO Thinking Machines Lab. Again, everybody in the AI arena that matters, they're also getting a seat here. There they are, both the king and the queen of the Netherlands. Whoa! Barf. Barf my face off. CEO and president of Democracy Forward. You always got to look out. And by the way, there's this new guy from the United States, Jason Smith. Where is he? Where's Jason Smith? There he is at the bottom. Member of Congress. I'll be honest. I don't know anything about Jason Smith, but I do know when you get on the list at Bilderberg, there is a reason. Like Kristen Sinema, she got to go 1 year. She ended up getting out of politics. Maybe she lost her taste for it, but they were trying to promote her as like the next independent. Okay. Eric Schmidt, executive chair and CEO of Relativity Space Inc. is what he's involved in. If you don't know who Eric Schmidt is, he's the guy that they installed on the Google/Alphabet train because Alphabet is actually above Google. Just like Google's above like YouTube, even though they're the same thing. Of narrative management. I mean, talk about technopolies. Google, all right, number one search engine in the world. Chrome, number one web browser in the world. Chromebooks/Android, number one operating system in the world. YouTube, number one video platform in the world. YouTube, number two search engine in the world. Hey, there's not a whisper of a whisper of an antitrust against them. And by the way, it's not just like I talked to you about. It's military-industrial complex all the way outside of the narrative management. It's quantum computing. It's artificial intelligence. It is an extension of the National Security Agency. And there's not, it doesn't seem like we can do a damn thing about it. But we won't be breaking it up. I can guarantee you that 1,000%. Deutsche Bank is there. We mentioned Goldman Sachs earlier. We got another member of Congress, Terry Sewell in there. Always keep an eye on those politicians. By the way, Smith, I believe he's a congressman out of Missouri. and a Republican. Okay? So this idea, it's just the Democrats. You listen, Democrats are bad, but anybody they're pushing mainline at this point, forget about it. Coinbase, of course, is there. You know, we mentioned CNN. We'll get to Fareed Zakaria at the very bottom. But Zakaria has been going like every year for more than a decade, maybe even closer to two decades at this point. He's a big part of it and has been for some time. The vice chair and president of Microsoft is there as well. You know, again, I mentioned Peter Thiel. We just did Zakaria. There's your chief AI officer of Meta there. The big boys are all there, and there wasn't one story on one mainstream media outlet. Not one. I mean, Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC. Didn't see my piece in The Guardian this year. Daily. Why is that? Why am I in the voice in the wilderness on this one? A lot of those names and certainly those companies, people know what they are, right? But bringing it around to Gavin Newsom. I apologize, Mr. McInnes. I should not have. You're not Gavin Newsom, okay? But Gavin said something about thank goodness for Elon Musk. Listen, guys, they're as much a part of narrative and management as ever. And it's ironic because the Musker nuts just said this, and we're going to play this video. And by the way, I actually agree with him on what he's saying, but yet what's really being done on X is anything but what is said right here. So here's the Musker do.
There must also be freedom of speech such that the people know what the truth is. Otherwise, they cannot make an informed decision. So if you do not have freedom of speech, you cannot have democracy because the public cannot make an informed decision about their vote if there is not freedom of information.
And I agree. And hopefully we're going to get to that video as well. But let's look at it in practice, you know, in reality. First of all, I put Linda Yaccarino, World Economic Forum, in charge. She came out and said it's not about freedom of speech. It's about freedom of reach. Well, freedom of speech, but freedom of reach. No. They're one and the same. You see right there in the notifications? The only reason I have that many notifications on X right now is because of you guys. Organic. Infowars.com. Not Google or YouTube or Meta or any of that garbage. It's because of you. It's because of grassroots. It's because of organic engagement. And Gareth Eich posted this. Son of David, I really like Gareth. Interviewed him several times. And you have Arya Yadager, account suspended for violating the rules. Who is this person? First of all, again, more narrative management from Google. You type it in, all you get are the social medias, or that she's a regime mouthpiece for Iran. Okay, suppressed news, all of it. Oh, yeah, you get nothing but like X posts. That's it. Well, Apple, like I told you, just erased a bunch of towns. Apparently, they don't exist. They're down the memory hole, said in the first hour, in Lebanon. So they can do that, but I'm not allowed to get another opinion about what's going on in Iran. And I'm not saying she's telling the truth. I'm not saying she's getting everything right. But freedom of speech means what? I get to hear it. It comes up. You don't ban that person. Ban sauce. Now, I got rid of the old blue check mark yesterday. Wasn't a hard decision. You know why? Because I looked at my real analytics. And my real analytics said, I don't even get my posts, my original posts. The only reason I kept, and I've had the blue check mark since the inception of you being able to purchase it, like 2 or 3 years ago. And I was like, man, my numbers are garbage. I'm not trying to make money on X. I'm not clickbait Thomas. You're never going to see me use an emoji ever because I'm a grown-up, right? You're never going to see breaking news in big letters with like sirens on them. I'm an adult. I'm not there for click farm engagement. Never have been. I'm actually truly about freedom of speech, and I hope that I can have an engaging conversation with my audience so that my ideas get out there. I'm not an influencer. Okay. I do hope that my arguments and my evidence are sound enough that perhaps they can influence some people to look into them, may them bring them over to the side of what I believe to be truth and that I've presented. I do like that. But I don't need to TikTok or Snapchat or any of that garbage, okay? Get rid of all of it. It's just, it's abysmal. So as you can see, it says right now on there, premiums 50% off. It's 50% off. Guys, I've had this tweet right here. This is one of my bigger ones. If you can see, it's from June of 2024. I probably had it pinned almost a year and a half plus. I have almost 50,000 followers. Let's see what the actual number is. Probably more. Guys, can you get me to actual 50,000? Let's hit it right now. Let's see if we're there yet. Let's see if we got 70 from you. Nope. Almost. We're about 12 away now. 12 away. Or no, is that a four? Sorry. No, we're not 12 away. We're still about 50 away. Come on in. Come on over. I have 50,000 followers. I barely have, this is the most impressions on how many tweets, 56,000. That's nothing. I literally paying for it, right? Take a look. This is 3 hours ago. That's 1/20th of my audience. And then they want you to pay to quote unquote boost posts. It's a big scam. They want you to think that you can be an influencer. They're selling you on narrative management. And by the way, if you do want to keep your blue check mark for some reason, like the only reason I was keeping it was so I could post longer form videos, right? Which I can no longer do, which I wonder now, do they take this video down that's 41 minutes? Hopefully not, because I've paid for it. I would assume they're not going to take that down. But let's go to the last video that I actually posted so you can really see. And we're scrolling because most of my feed is, you know, the news that's going on. And showing people, you know, things like that. Like this one got a little over 10% of my audience. That's a big tweet. A big tweet for maybe a little more than 10% of the audience. And it's certainly not a video tweet, right? There it is right there. My last video. Oh, look at that. That's one of my bigger videos that I put out there. I got 16,000 impressions. And that's only because of the Bilderberg and the Epstein files. Usually they get about like, I don't know, there it is, 1,000, my tweets. So 1 in 50. It's trash. But if you do go to cancel, they'll offer you 40% off automatically. And then if you actually cancel, the next day they'll offer you 50% off. So if you're more comfortable paying $40 a year instead of 80, there's a little hack attack on this supposed free speech platform that to me is anything but free speech. Period. Full stop. Just not real that it's a free speech thing. I wish that it was. It's not. In fact, when we talk about narrative management, and I know it's ironic that I'm pulling these from tweets. Take a good look right here. The stats for cancers in the United States, for some strange reason, just have not been updated by the CDC since 2022. Why is that? Oh, weird. Do I dare to ask the question of why that's happening? I'm sure you can't associate it, especially on a platform like YouTube, with the boop diddly oopins, right? I wanted to shift gears. Now we're going to get into the hodgepodge. We're going to go to that video in a moment of some high-level Hollywood abuse of children. That's real. Shouldn't be mocked. But here's something, and by the way, this is being done. I would hope, maybe, I don't think, know that the Trump administration can even step in here, but we talked about some of the transgender stuff, especially with children early on. When you read stories like this, you don't think they can be real. So Jonathan Richardson, who now uses the name Autumn Cordelione, all right, and I don't think is fully transitioned. In fact, they're saying that this is one of the reasons that they released this person. In 2002, got convicted of strangling an 11-month-old baby. This person, who's now this person outside of jail. First of all, 55 years isn't enough. 55 years, it's over. You're in there. You're never leaving. The fact that this person is not in prison, you don't think there's a mental health issue here? And murdered a baby? Murdered a baby. Got literal demon tattoos on their face. Out and about. No big deal. Pulling shorties. I feel horrible for these two girls that were probably just at a club and saw some weirdo with the tattoos and wanted to take a picture and are laughing about it. I probably had no idea the person strangled a baby out of jail. Insane. Now, getting back to globalism and that insanity, this is the International Energy Agency. You know, we talk about globalism, talk about command and control. And here is an 8-point plan to really break humanity. That's what this is truly about. They're just trying to do that. It's not about improving life for anybody. Let's reduce the speed limits on highways by at least 10 kilometers. Sounds good. 10 kilometers an hour. That's nothing, by the way. Not even 10 miles an hour for those not knowing the metric system comparisons. Okay. I like when I'm on a highway that's 80 miles an hour, especially four lanes. I don't see a problem with it. Make public transport cheaper. Incentivize micro mobility, walking and cycling. Okay, whoa, let's hold up there. I don't mind public transport being cheaper, as I remember getting my first desk job back in 2004, not having a car and being able to take the bus to work every day. That's great. I don't know that I want to incentivize that at all, ever. I liked it a lot better when I had freedom of mobility in my car and I can go somewhere for lunch outside of asking a coworker to take me. Just saying. Car-free Sundays in large cities. Woo, woo, woo. No, thank you. Oh, you just showed your hand. Car-free. First of all, it will never actually be car-free Sundays. It'll be car-free Sundays for the majority of you. And then you'll be able to, buy a special pass. So, it'll be a stat, and you'll be able to use your car. You'll own nothing and be happy, but someone's going to own a lot. No, there's never going to be a nobody own. The king and the queen of Netherlands were at Bilderberg. You think they're giving up their little crown and castle? No, they're not. Work from home up to 3 days a week where possible. They loved introducing that because the next phase is just getting rid of you altogether. I was sitting there again, another father. And he was kind of hip to some of it. He actually told me when I mentioned Alex that he was one of those guys years ago that listened to Alex Jones for entertainment. And he goes, I was saying all this crazy stuff. He's like, but a lot of it turned out to be true. That's, love him or hate him, that's the genius of Alex Jones, right? He is entertaining, and he brought those people in. And he was talking about, we were talking about the hate and lie shots, the COVID 1984 nightmare. He wasn't aware of, say, the Musk connection. Maybe you're not aware of that, of Tesla, which isn't a car company. Which is a military industrial complex company, again, wanting to the electric car part of that slave grid, the Optimus robot part of that transhuman slave grid. The hate and lie shot that the Muskernuts just put a new post about, talking about getting feeling like he was almost going to die from the second boop shot. If he ever took, I don't know. It's not like I believe billionaires. Maybe the next InfoWars shirt is believe in billionaires. And on the back, it says psych. I don't believe in billionaires. But anyway, his company, Tesla, partnered with CureVac and they built the micro printing factories, the bio nano printers, the factories that printed up the hate and lies. You can watch the old Musker do in it, full masked up in front of the machine, telling you how it's going to be the best thing since breakfast. Okay. That's what that company is. So no, thank you. Alternate private car use in large cities. Why don't you F off? Forget about FAFO. Why don't you just go straight to hell? You want to take away my car because that's what you're doing when you're saying we're gonna alternate private car use. That means it's not private. And then when you're saying either I'm alternating giving it to somebody or I'm able to use it, don't tread on me, man. Don't tell me where I can and can't go and when I can and can't go there. Urge car sharing and practice that decreases fuel use. Well, that's because a lot of this energy and fuel, it's not because they think it's going to help the environment. We're going to save the world. No, they're going to the machines. They're going to the AI data centers. They're going into the control grid that they're training to take your job and to take your life. And you know, going back to that conversation that I had with that gentleman, he goes, you know, I just don't get it about this AI. And he's like, what? Like, you got to have people doing stuff or the resources for them. I mean, what do they plan on doing? I go, well, you don't have to do that if you don't have any people around or a lot of them are gone. And you should have seen the look on his face. He's like, man, I never even thought of that. And you know, I started explaining transhumanism to him and how essentially, you know, I didn't get this far, but when you look at the two main grafts of transhumanism, there's the and for you and I, that you're going to be convinced that you can upload your consciousness into some kind of metaverse pleasure dome experience where you can literally be like Superman if you want. You can experience everything as everything all at once, right? You know, the whole nine. You can't upload your consciousness, folks. That's you're going to euthanize yourself, and they're going to laugh their ass off while they do it and have some bullshiz, you know, paleo comparison of a clone digitized up there after they've basically track traced and databased you to oblivion, created a profile for you. Some cheap profile is going to become that. And then they want to biologically live forever and have whatever they create as the next, you know, organism serve them. They don't want us. They don't want anything that can replace them, that can challenge their value system. They literally want to become gods. It's been kind of an eternal passion for the elite, right? The tree of life, the fountain of youth, the idea of immortality, the Epstein class that wanted to start cloning things, right, Jeffrey? They want to find a way to live forever here. And all of us don't matter in that regard. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to hit that video of the high-level Hollywood child abuse.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact? Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.